Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Shuttler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATV, road, and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. And here on County District Court, Judge Ferris saw Beltran Antonio Sigas formally charged with improper plates, no insurance, and failure to yield. Sigas entered not guilty pleas on all three counts. The court appointed Kyle O'Mara as defense counsel. Bond was set at $3,500 personal recognizance. Upcoming deadlines include June 6, 2026 for the prosecution to submit a plea offer and discovery. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 2nd, 2026 at 10:30 a.m. And here on County District Court, Nathan Gang appeared for arraignment on a charge of no operator's license, a misdemeanor. Judge Ferris said that the charges carry a potential penalty of up to 90 days in jail or a $100 fine. The court entered a non-guilty plea on Nathan's behalf. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani must provide a plea offer and full discovery to the defense by June 6, 2026. The final plea cutoff date is scheduled for July 2, 2026 at 10:30 a.m., requiring Nathan's in-person presence. Attorney Dallas Rooney has been court-appointed as to serve as counsel for Nathan. A personal recognizance bond was set at $3,500. Nathan does not need to pay funds immediately, but failure to appear at future proceedings will result in fines, costs, and potential jail time. And again, before Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court on Monday, May 18th, Justin Terrence Kennedy was arraigned on charges of operating while intoxicated, a misdemeanor, and refusing a preliminary breath test, a civil infraction. His attorney entered a not guilty plea for arraignment purposes. Kennedy faces potential penalties, including up to 93 days in jail and a fine for the OWI charge and a $200 fine for the PBT refusal. Kennedy is retaining his own counsel for the duration of this case. Bond was continued at $3,500 with 10% posted. Conditions include a prohibition on alcohol and controlled substances, mandatory random drug and alcohol testing through pretrial services, and a ban from the Eastside Tire premises. Kennedy is scheduled to enter rehabilitation on Monday evening. The prosecution must provide a plea offer and discovery by June 6, 2026. A plea cutoff hearing is set for July 2, 2026 at 9:30 a.m., which is the final date for the plea agreements and or motions. When we come back from the Shuttler Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
The average family of four uses 400 gallons of water every day. Your family is doing a lot of drinking, washing, bathing, cooking, flushing, and cleaning. Water is vitally important to your home's plumbing and your family. Now consider if your current water source provides the best possible water. You can do more than just hope it's okay. Take control of your home's water quality with an Impression or Sanitizer Plus water treatment system from Shuttler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon. Water Right water conditioners, water softeners, water filters, and water drinking systems are built in the USA and feature smart, advanced electronics so they're efficient and easy to use. Water Right's innovative clean water solutions for your home are affordable too. Let your certified water dealer evaluate your needs and suggest the best Water Right equipment for you. Schedule your appointment today by calling Shuttler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon at 989-453-3531. That's 989-453-3531. Shuttler Plumbing and Heating, serving the entire Thumb area with the best water solutions for you.
Hey, And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Federal Reserve signifies, National Park Service, expands wildlife conservation corridors. The National Park Service announced a new interagency initiative aimed at expanding protected wildlife corridors across several western states. The project focuses on securing contiguous migration paths for large mammals such as elk and pronghorn, which frequently cross state lines and private properties. The initiative utilizes advanced satellite tracking data to identify critical bottlenecks where animals face vehicular hazards. Funding will be allocated towards building specialized wildlife overpasses and establishing voluntary conservation easements with local landowners. In other national news, major coastal cities implement new flood mitigation frameworks. Municipal engineers in several low-lying coastal cities have broken ground on updated infrastructure projects designed to combat rising sea levels. The initiative includes the installation of high-capacity tidal pumps, permeable pavements, and reinforced seawalls along vulnerable urban coastlines. Local governments are funding these multi-million dollar upgrades through a combination of municipal bonds and federal resilience grants. City planners emphasize that proactive engineering is necessary to safeguard commercial real estate and public transit systems from future storm surges. When we come back from this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
The deer season sales event is here, and Tri-County Equipment is dropping serious savings on the tractors you've been waiting for. Right now, get $1,000 off select compact tractor models. Now through June 1st, save $1,000 on the 3025E, 3032E, 3038E, 4052M, 4052M heavy duty, and the 4052R compact utility tractors. Need something bigger? Take $1,000 off the legendary John Deere 5050E full-size utility tractor. Don't wait. Visit the nearest Tri-County Equipment location, because these tractors are on the lot, ready to go. But once the calendar hits June 1st, the savings are gone. Get to Tri-County Equipment during the deer season sales event and put a deer to work on your land today. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, bird mortality rate in Singapore hits historic high due to urban infrastructure. An environmental study released in Singapore reveals that avian mortality rates within the city-state have reached an all-time high, with man-made structures identified as the primary cause. Large glass facades and highly reflective urban architecture are leading to unprecedented numbers of fatal bird building collisions. Conservationists are calling for immediate revisions to urban planning guidelines, urging developers to incorporate bird-safe glass technology and specialized lighting. The government is currently reviewing potential architectural amendments to mitigate the impact on migratory bird populations. In other international news, Thailand orders comprehensive overhaul of rail infrastructure following accident. The government of Thailand has mandated an immediate systemic safety audit of its national rail network following a fatal train collision in Bangkok. The incident raised serious concerns regarding the reliability of aging signaling systems and operational safety protocols on high-traffic transit lines. Transit authorities have pledged to accelerate the deployment of automated braking systems and modernized digital control infrastructure across the country. Independent engineering panels will oversee the investigation to prevent future logistical failures. When we come back from this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Ready to start the fun? Honda's CRF Trail Bike lineup is built for riders of all ages and sizes. Start small with the beginner-friendly CRF 50, step up to the Electric Start 110, or go bigger with the CRF 125. Available in standard and big wheel versions. Check them out at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. They're rugged, reliable, and built for off-road fun. Pick one up at Elkton Motorsports and get the whole family riding with the Honda CRF Trail Bikes. Elkton Motorsports, here to help you have fun on the Honda CRF Trail Bike lineup. Stop in today. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda off-road bikes are recommended for riders of appropriate age and skill level.
We have two obituaries to report at this time. Marie A. Kozlowski, 91, of Kendi, passed away unexpectedly on Tuesday, May 12, 2026. She was born May 23, 1934. Marie and Earl Kozlowski were married on May 3, 1952, in Dwight Township. Marie is survived by her children, David, and special friend Gloria, Diane, Doreen, and Doris. 9 grandchildren, 3 step-grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and 1 step-great-grandchild. She is also survived by her daughter-in-law. According to her wishes, cremation has taken place. No services are planned at this time. Arrangements are being handled by the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kendi. And Linda Marie Musolf Cook, age 70, of Harbor Beach, Michigan, passed away at home on May 13, 2026. She was born on May 19, 1955, in Harbor Beach. Linda is survived by her siblings, Bonnie, Diane, Dan, and Jean, and her siblings-in-law. In celebration of Linda's life, her family is creating a living memorial of colorful foliage and perennial flowers around the home she loved so dearly. Those wishing to honor Linda are invited to send perennial flowers or bulbs to the family home where they will be planted and will blossom year after year. To honor Linda's wishes, there will be a celebration of life for immediate family sometime in the future. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit ThumbNet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Shuttler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.